as a making. Now, a little bit about Rachel. Let me turn this off so we can focus on Rachel. Now, I'm going to read to you a little bit from a section that I used to read at the front of my teacher about Rachel. And today, people ask me why I don't wear a string. The reason I don't wear a string is for people at home, because I'm worried that they turn it into idol worshiping. My teacher never wear a red string until a certain point, by the way. He started wearing a red string in 1993, if I'm not mistaken. That's the first time you wear a red string, just to let you know. So most people don't know it. And the idea of red string, you know, we're going to come up with red string, with green string and blue string. We are in the process of making it. But just to let you know, the red string is for two reasons, for protection and also to remove insecurity. But if you make it as God, then it's not allowed by the Torah. You're allowed to use it, but then 52 days is exactly the time that after 52 days you don't want to wear it, because then you are believing it more than you believe in God. So be careful. So it say, after the temple was destroyed, everybody came to God and said, how can you abuse our children? Abraham came first, of course, and said to Abraham, listen, you are the master of against idol worshiping. Your children worship idol. Abraham moved away. Isaac came. Said, well, they don't sacrifice themselves for spirituality. They just take for themselves. Isaac moved away. Yaakov came. Moses even came. Everybody came. Everybody came to God and said, how can you do such a thing? And for everybody, God answered, this is what they do. They did wrong. Come, Rachel. Rachel came. Irima kol bechia. She starts screaming and yelling. Scorpio. Bemrirut tamrurim. With bitterness and screaming at God. Amar la kadosh baruch hu Rachel. God telling her, Rachel, ma'at bevaka, why do you cry? Amra lefana ve lo efke. You want me not to cry? Banai efohem. My children, where are they? We're talking about God there. God who created her and everything. What did they do to you that you have to suffer that way? So they took the worst thing they did, if you want to ask. They took an idol and put it inside the temple. Miyad Amra, she said right away, וכן אני לא עשיתי יותר שהכנסתי צרתי בביתי. So you talk about you, God? What about me, God? I took my own sister and let her be with the husband that I love. The husband that I love the most, Yaakov. When I saw that Leah is about to get married to my love of my life, and I didn't know that eventually he would marry me, I just gave him away to her. I could not teach my sister, but because I didn't want to embarrass my sister, that she would marry because of our father, Lavan, did it to us. So I said, if my sister will get embarrassed, that's a worse feeling. So you know what? I'm going to let go. I did let go, God. That's what she said. I did more than you, God. Can you imagine the chutzpah of Rachel? Like, no, this is God. And you, God, that they call you Rachum v'Chanun, you God that they call you merciful in all language, right? Even in the Muslim, the Christian, they all call God merciful, right? Everybody. Erech Apayim, the one who forgive everybody. You should let go a little bit. This is a human being, God. So God talked to her in a nicer way. She refused to receive his condolences. She refused to receive his confirmation. It's like being kind to her. And then the voice getting worse and worse. Rachel. She's crying for her children. Was not accepting God. God, we talk about not the angel, God himself. She said, I'm not only crying for the children not being getting the mercy they need. I'm crying because of you, God, that you are not capable to go back to the mercy as you are, because that's who you are. Because you are not with us. You're gone. Because we know after that, what is the temple being destroyed? Those of you who have been with us last trip, we're very lucky. It's happening once in 1,000 years. Never happened like this. I never saw it before in my life. We were on Friday in Jerusalem, in the most holy days of the Muslim, in the last day of Ramadan. Last day of Ramadan, just to let you know, 200,000 people from all over the Middle East coming there. Coincidence. What happened? I have no idea. It's not something special I did. I think it's a group. We're sitting in Jerusalem and I'm giving a regular lecture. The head of the chief of police passing by. I want to know who am I and who is the guy that was with me. So we're just, you know, doing two. So we're asking him, you think we can go to the Mount of Olives? So well, it's a crazy thing. I mean, if you wake up at 6, we can. So we wake up at 6. So we wake up, he look at us, really? Say, yes! He took us. The police, can you imagine, we're driving with the police to go to Mount of Olives. Why us? Why we had the merit? I have no clue. Maybe it's a responsibility, because merit, I don't think we had that much merit, but we have responsibility. Whoever have been in that day there. It's huge, huge, huge. I cannot imagine that happened. And I'm doing it for 30 years. This is crazy. So she was not just upset with God about the children. She was upset that God is not involved with her children. It's very beautiful how Rachel did it. So it's almost like husband and wife. The wife is not angry with the husband how he treats her son. She asked that the father is not involved in the education of the son. You understand what she's asking here? She said, get involved. He needs you. It's not about, I'm upset how you did what you did to him. Because God didn't punish the children. You know what he did? He stepped out. When he stepped out, everything started to go bad. But if the father come in, then God has to swear to her. Look how beautiful Rachel brought to God. Say, I will swear to you, say Rachel. He said, I promise you that the day will come that you will not have to cry anymore. So remove your tears from your eyes. And like you did with your sister, and like you cry now, a real tears, because you're the only one who asked me to get involved. Everybody asked me to stop punishing them or to stop having chaos in their life. But you actually ask one solution that is the solution for every chaos you're going through in your life. I said, God, just be involved in our life. And that day, 200,000 levels of consciousness were shaken because of her. And those levels were hidden from the time of creation. And her voice went all the way up from hell to heaven, Garden of Eden, Gehenom, everywhere was shaking because of her. Everything. And to that, we understand who Rachel was. Who Rachel was. And if there is something we want to ask for tonight, it's two things. It's one thing, how can I be brave like Rachel? And second is to ask God to be involved more in our life. To ask God, please, I know that because of the way I behave, you are far away from me. But please come back to get involved in my life. Because I know if God gets involved in my life, I will choose the right thing. But when God is not involved in my life because I have no clarity, because of my ego, my anger, my ego, my lust, my addiction, my stupidity, I push away God to a higher level. But if I ask God, please come visiting me, even if I'm not ready, so through that, I will become ready. So, Bezal Hashem, you know, in front of us is a very powerful week. And please remember the section that I show you about the three levels. It's one of the most profound levels of all Kabbalists, after that, using it. Those of you who've been with me in the trip, when I took you to Hebron, to a place normally people don't go, I took you to Rabbi Eliyahu Devidash and said to you, here, it was a gate that you have to open in Hebron and you have to go to a graveyard. And I said, he and Rabbi Avraham Azulai. And that place, basically, all the Kabbalists base the human change behavior spirituality based on that verse we read, the three levels. They believe that if you know those three levels about yourself, you would know what to do. And it doesn't mean that you wouldn't have lust, but at least you control it. So with your mind, from now on, with your mind, what my lust is, what is my body? Body, lust, mind. Body, lust, mind. And the lust and the body always dance together. On Shabbat, you can make the lust and the body work for you. My dear friend, thank you very much. And a wonderful day.